The round-robin format used for many of the sports in the Arctic Winter Games is a grueling but necessary way to winnow out the best individuals and teams in a crowded field. In a round-robin, teams play daily, and it's not unusual to play two games a day. That can take a toll on athletes, even young and fit high school-age youths. Team Alaska junior boys basketball coach Charles McCubbery says that accounts for some of the lack of intensity among his players Thursday night, who nonetheless summoned the strength near the end of the game to pull out a 79-76 win over a determined Nunavut squad.
You know, we're getting a little tired. You know, the boys aren't used to playing this many games in this many days.
McCubbery says that's not to take anything away from Nunavut's ball players. They were tough opponents who almost pulled off an upset.
You know, hands off to Nunavut. I mean, they came in with the lower seed, and they just played their hearts out tonight. Their coach had a great game plan. Those kids executed very well. I mean, it came down to the last few seconds.
Indeed, the score was 77-76 with only a few ticks on the clock when Alaska's Colin Corsetti drove to the hoop. The ball was knocked away. He scrambled for it, hit the floor, and took a shot to the jaw accidentally. Here's how he tells it.
When I was driving it, he kind of tipped it, so I was hustling to get it back, and then I got tripped and straight into a knee to the face.
Corsetti then stepped to the free throw line and sank both shots. The 79-76 win sends Alaska to the championship game against Team Northwest Territories at 1 p.m. Saturday at the UAF Patty Center Gym. In other action Thursday, the junior girls hockey team played a solid game all around to beat Northwest Territories 6-2. Despite what may have seemed a comfortable lead, both teams maintained their intensity throughout. At halftime, with Alaska up 5-1, UAF women's ice hockey team assistant coach Jason Kowalczyk, watching the game from the upper deck, praised the home team's play, but he said Alaska would do well not to let up because Northwest Territories was capable of quickly closing that gap. And sure enough, a minute into the third period, while he was talking with a reporter,
Northwest Territories just put their second goal in here. Like I said, you know, all of a sudden we got a 5-2 game here.
Alaska boys bantam hockey team member Gunnar Statham, who along with his teammates was sitting in the stands behind the girls' team forming a sort of cheering squad, had this analysis.
I think they're playing excellent. Good forechecks, lots of shots, setting up some solid plays. They're just totally outworking this Team Northwest.
Kowalczyk says he and some other coaches have been scouting around during the games for talent, and he likes what he sees.
We are looking for players, and there's some good talent out here. There really is. Earlier on today, I talked to the Alberta coach, and she mentioned she had four players that are graduating and looking to go to college next year, and we're interested in hearing about our program up here.
Kowalczyk will get a chance to take a close look at those players tonight at 7:30 at the Big Dipper Ice Arena when Team Alaska plays Alberta North for the Gold Ulu. The Alaska Junior Girls basketball team also will be vying for the gold. They handily dispatched Team Yukon Thursday, 97-36. The Alaska girls will go up against Northwest Territories for the championship at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Patty Center. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.